السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم جميعا أيها المستمعين والمستمعات. Beloved listeners of Radio Islam International, welcome back, alhamdulillah, to this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon with myself, Malima Shakira Hanta, on حياة طيبة. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another Jumu'ah. We are sad, subhanAllah, that we are, you know, slowly moving towards the last Jumu'ahs, and we are slowly going to be saying good al-wada' to Ramadan. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we are in the beginning of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his complete pardon, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are afu, you are the one who pardons, you are kareem, you are generous, ya Allah, tuhibbul afwa, you love to pardon, fa'fu anna, oh Allah, pardon from us our sins, Allah. And subhanAllah, you know, I love this dua so much, because when we look at the word, you know, afwa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this pardoning, we ask for maghfirah, which is forgiveness. But afwa is a different kind of a request from Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely wipe away, irrespective of our weaknesses and the many, many faults that we have, subhanAllah. Beloved listeners, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Today, later on in the show, we will be having Sister Shakira Nala, who will be joining us. And we're speaking about something today that I think it's a very needed topic, subhanAllah, and a reminder for myself first and foremost. And subhanAllah, you know, I've just, this is my first Eid at home after so many years, after almost 10 years. So there's a great element and a great part of me that's extremely excited to go all out and to, you know, to create this entire excitement for Eid and that. But as I was, you know, looking around, and looking at the Eid gifts and looking at all of these things, this thought came to my mind that, you know, subhanAllah, you want to have a beautiful Eid. You want to buy gifts for people. You want to fulfill the sunnah. But where's the line that we draw, subhanAllah, you know? Where's that simplicity? And inshallah, we are going to be speaking to Sister Shakira later on. And right now, we are going to be looking at the simplicity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that, yes, we do want things to be beautiful, but we shouldn't be stepping that line, you know? So, subhanAllah, Wherever you may live, it doesn't matter whether you live in a first world country or not. Wherever you may live, everyone has problems, right? And at the same time, as human beings, we all have this constant want. No matter how wealthy one becomes, that itch to want more doesn't go away, right? We all have this, you know, subhanAllah, you see something beautiful, you would love to have it. You see something different, you'd love to have that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at his life, he had complete basata. He was a man, a simple, simple man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ate from whatever was available. SubhanAllah, we know that he sat on the floor without hesitation. He didn't even require salutes from an army. You know, people would come by. Even subhanAllah, you know, a man one day came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so nervous to meet him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, he said, "Don't trouble yourself. Indeed, I am not a king. Rather, I'm merely the son of a Qurayshi woman who eats dry meat." And, you know, he reiterated, he emphasized his humanity, and he admonished people for over-revering him, subhanAllah. So we see this hadith is Ibn Majah, right? And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't like it if people overpraised him. He just wanted to be a slave of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we look at the way he lived, subhanAllah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not chase the world, right? He found so much of joy when he was among those who were less fortunate. Allahu Akbar, so much of joy. When he was in the presence of the poor, of the orphans and the weak, it had this impact on him and he loved it. And even when we do that, when we sit with people, subhanAllah, and we have this simplicity, it impacts your heart, it impacts the way you view the world. It creates the sense of minimalism and gratefulness, subhanAllah, right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a Rabb. He gave him that choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the majestic Allah, gave him the choice of the valley of Makkah being filled with gold. But I said, no, O Allah, however, grant me food for one day and hunger the day after. So when I'm hungry, I humble myself before you and remember you. And when I'm full, I am grateful to you. Now, excuse me. SubhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, his simplicity did not disappear when he became the undisputed leader of the Arabian Peninsula. SubhanAllah, we saw how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam now was, you know, the king, and people would give him and people would want to give him. And yes, SubhanAllah, once Umar radiallahu anhu visited him and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping on a mat of branches. And, you know, he couldn't hold back his tears. Umar radiallahu anhu was sobbing and he says, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we allow you to live like this? Look at the kings of Rome and Persia, subhanAllah. Look at how they live. Surely you, the messenger of Allah, you deserve so much more." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he said, "Oh Umar, is this why we are here for? Oh Umar, aren't you happy that they have this dunya and we have the akhirah?" Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful, beautiful hadith. And subhanAllah, this is a reminder for myself, subhanAllah. You know, we can get so caught up. But we, you know, there's so much more to our lives than just gathering material things. And yes, we want to, you know, we want to have a good life. But the thing is, when does that want become enough, subhanAllah, right? We are not in this world forever and ever. So the material things that we are collecting, you know, and we love giving hadiah. But after a while, we have to ask ourselves, how much of the things that I have I used? You know, how much of the things that I'm accumulating have I actually used so that I don't get hisab of it on the day of Qiyamah, right? So one of the most important things that we have to understand is, you know, once you focus on the akhirah, once you focus on the hereafter, you then change your whole way of living. Then this dunya is only a means, right? And I'm not saying, subhanAllah, that we should, you know, just cut out everything from our lives. But what I am saying is, let's start to reflect a little bit and ask ourselves, how are we incorporating simplicity into our lives? Are we being honest with ourselves? Is there israf? Is there wastage? Do we have too many types of food, subhanAllah? Are we having so much of food and the amount of people that we have there is not enough, subhanAllah, right? Now, we're going to be going, you know, into detail about this in Eid gifting later on. But let's start looking at about, you know, just understanding that it, when you start asking yourself, right, and you start going through the things that you have, like open your cupboards and think to yourself, I have maybe 20, 30 abayas, right, or dresses or whatever it is you have. And subhanAllah, when you start asking yourself, okay, how often do I use these? Do I actually use these? There are people out there who don't have. Simplicity is not saying to yourself that you can have poor quality things or you can't buy. It's about saying that, Ya Allah, I need sufficient. You know, I can have buy what I need and not more than what I need, subhanAllah. And we sometimes get so lost in this, right? We get so lost in the fact that we start to, you know, we start off first and foremost with this whole understanding that, no, I want to be simple. But then you have needs. Like, for example, now it's winter time. You need to get new clothes for winter. The children need new clothes. Things, it's normal. We need these things. But basata, when we look at simplicity, subhanAllah, you need to understand that the competition that we have in our life is the thing that takes away the simplicity, subhanAllah, right? And when you look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, when he had the choice of eating better food, he didn't take it. When he had the choice of wearing better clothes, he didn't take it, subhanAllah. It was simple clothes. Now, that would be in your life. Look at the means that you have, right? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And then you ask yourself now, okay, it is Eid day. How can we facilitate an Eid that doesn't have wastage? How can we make it that there are poorer people that are benefiting as well from our Eid table? And subhanAllah, if you look at the prices of, you know, Eid biscuits and Eid, you know, all of the different things that we love on our tables, our mitais, and subhanAllah, it crosses that line, doesn't it? It gets to a line where you think to yourself, yes, things are expensive, you want to support people, but how much do we actually need? How much are we actually going to eat, subhanAllah? And we all fall into this trap. We get to Eid day and we want to make it beautiful, we want to make it lovely, and we start to purchase things, we go down, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me first of all. And I was just talking to my family members and I was telling them, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I miss the Venezuelan Eids. Because there's such a deep simplicity to Eid, subhanAllah. You know, I used to have almost 100 people in my home every year for the last 10 years, and we'd have this beautiful brunch, but so, so simple. I cannot tell you. There was no decor, there was nothing. It was just beautiful people meeting together, sitting together, and meeting up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, feeding people that, you know, are, you know, also part of the deen. And that's what I think we need to get back into our lives. And I, subhanAllah, this year it will be a different Eid for me. But I need to still keep to those core basics, don't I? That subhanAllah, we want to spend on your family, spend on the poor, but keeping simplicity. So how does this now translate, subhanAllah? This translates into first and foremost that when we are you know, deciding on a menu, how much food is it possible for 20 to 25 to 30 people to consume? Practically look at the Eid that have passed by in the past and think about how much of food have you actually consumed. And subhanAllah, when you look back, when you take the time and you look back and you see the amount of wastage, sometimes the amount of food that's left over. Now, you can do something about this. What you can do is, you can put out, and this is what I love to do, is I love to make a lot of food, a lot of, you know, biscuits and a lot of things. But then I love to make beautiful little packs, and everybody who comes goes home with one. So that they, next morning, when nobody has the energy to cook, they can take this with them. They have this. There's the ability to use it, subhanAllah. So, subhanAllah, when you start reframing your mind and looking at, you know, the way you consume and the way you spend, and you start asking yourself, so we were looking, you know, we were discussing this, and we were discussing that people were saying, you know what, let's rather not do Eid gifts this year. There's too much of pressure. It's too expensive. And I thought to myself, when has the Deen of Islam been something that is difficult? You know, when has the Deen of Islam been something that makes it such that we cannot actually afford to do that? Now, there is a different element, and inshallah, we're going to delve into it further. But there's an element of pressure, right? And I think we all feel this. We feel this to an extent where people give you a gift and you feel, oh, they're always giving me a gift. I need to give them something back. Oh, if they're giving me, then I must make sure I have something. And I was speaking to a friend and she said, subhanAllah, you know, she was a newly married bride and she just had gotten married and she went for Eid and she didn't even realize that Eid gifting was such a massive thing in their family. And so she rocked up for Eid without understanding that there was, you know, there was this need for so many presents and things. And subhanAllah, you know, she was given so many gifts that she felt so embarrassed that she didn't have not one thing to give them. And subhanAllah, you know, the embarrassment made it such that every year from that time, she, you know, she makes sure her Eid gifting is on par, impeccable, beautiful. And when I heard this, subhanAllah, I just thought to myself, I said, isn't that taking away from the actual niyyah that we have behind this gifting? Isn't our Eid gifting supposed to be a means of joy? And subhanAllah, we give not to receive. But if we're all giving and then you think to yourself that, oh, they're going to give me something, so I must make sure that I give something. Maybe I can't afford to give something, but I'm doing it because I have to, subhanAllah. It takes away from the element of the Eid that we are supposed to be doing is giving the poor. And making sure that their Eid is beautiful. And subhanAllah, you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, once he said, what do I have to do with this world? I am like a rider who rests for a while under the shade of a tree, then goes off and leaves it, subhanAllah. And, you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone amongst you is secure in your mind in the morning, you are healthy in your body, and you have food for the entire day, it is as though the whole world has been brought into his possession. Now, subhanAllah, when you look at the way the world is right now, you know, Allahu Akbar, people are suffering. People are suffering, subhanAllah. There are people who are not making ends meet. You know, there's throughout the, just leave the rest of the world, just our country, subhanAllah. Things are difficult and we are sometimes, you know, we are burying ourselves into a niche, into a little bubble where we are not taking the time to understand that the way we spend has an impact on the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his rahmah on us, right? So if we are making israf, that brings the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are now looking and, you know, practically to bring this into our lives, the first thing we have to start thinking about is that, you know, when you have to give gifts, right? Give practical gifts that you know that people are going to benefit, subhanAllah. It's, you know, sometimes we give gifts that what we would think, you know, it's more beautiful, it's more stunning, and it's something that, but sometimes the person can't use that gift beyond that moment. And then all that money that's spent is gone. Whereas if you give something practical, before we start off with Eid gifting, let's ask our family, say to them, you know, some of us may have so much. There's no real need for us to get more. So why not, let's see this year, we can give the gift of maybe giving sadaqatul jahriya. Maybe we give the gift this year of subhanAllah, a friend of mine, she did something so beautiful for me. And I love her for it. And I always make dua that Allah subhanAllah grants her the every need that she may have. May Allah fulfill it for her, subhanAllah. But she literally, you know, when she's in Madinatul Munawwara and she سبحان الله, I'm lost for words. But she paid for a whole iftar, a sadaqa tujariya for my parents, subhanAllah, as a reward for them, Allahu Akbar. And, you know, just thinking of that, I thought to myself, this is such a massive thing for me, because what am I going to do with clothes and with shoes and with creams? And, you know, you get it, you admire it, you love it, you use it, and then life goes on and then you need something else. Whereas this is something so permanent, Allahu Akbar, you know. I had another friend, subhanAllah, in South America, and she would do something so beautiful. Every Eid, she would ask about what do the kids need in madrasa? What are they? So I would say to her, subhanAllah, you know, because of the fact that things were so expensive out there, maybe they need Quran covers, maybe they need juzdans, maybe they need, you know, and subhanAllah, every single year, she would take the time, she would hand stitch herself, she would sew them. She, 1 year, she did burqas, 200 burqas, 200 juzdans, and she would start off like months before Ramadan, slowly and perfectly do each one and not give it out to anyone from the bottom of her heart. And this would be her gift to the students on Eid Day. And it just made me think and made me understand that when we reframe what that gifting is, that gifting can mean so much more, number one. But number two, subhanAllah, we have to keep our niyyah sahih. We have to keep our niyyah mukhlis. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, inshallah, we're going to be speaking to Sister Shakira on the financial impact on gifting. And as well as we're going to look at how the sunnah method of giving gifts, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. We'll be back after the short break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, beloved listeners, to Hayatun Tayyibah with myself, Ma'alima Shakira Hanta. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your ibadah on this beautiful Jumu'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of gaining closeness to Him. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Today we are speaking about a beautiful topic, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a reminder, first and foremost for myself. And inshallah, means of change in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has always guided us and shown us that the akhirah is our maqsad. So we are speaking about how to not fall into the financial trap of Eid gifting and debt. And we spoke about simplicity, and alhamdulillah, you know, we have with us a beautiful guest, Sister Shakira Nala. Alhamdulillah, I've had her previously on the show and I was looking forward to speaking to her and chatting to her again. Sister Shakira is a 29-year-old professional accountant with an interest in investing and saving their money and providing sound financial advice to her clients. Alhamdulillah. She has also an active Instagram page where she shares her interest in travel, food, makeup and skincare. And alhamdulillah, she's also co-funded the COVID Relief Fund. And she's, you know, looked into detail at the devastating financial impact of the lockdown and COVID. And this also made her realize the need for financial literacy and education in our community. Sister Shakira, jazakumullah khair for accepting our invitation today to have this chat, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for giving us your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa alaikum ashaqa. Jazakallah for having me on your show. And assalamu alaikum to all your listeners.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. I've, you know, actually been looking at you have some beautiful gifts out right now, and you've got some lovely subscriptions as well out now, alhamdulillah. So before we jump in, right, subhanallah, Sister Shakira, I'm at this point where I love quality products. I love it. And I know many people love to buy things that are quality. You want to give beautiful gifts. But there is a sort of a line that we have to come to, because it is over the top, right? Everywhere you go, you see eat gifting. And I actually, to a point where I feel like I don't want to buy anything now, because everything is suddenly, you know, has a sticker of eat on it, right? So do you feel like, firstly, before we go into it, do you feel like they're saturating the market with this whole, you know, eat gifting idea?
I absolutely think so. I think it's such a seasonal gifting and such a seasonal niche that when it does hit and it's more Ramadan Eid, that the market is completely saturated. And everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, every social media that you open, everyone has just got a variety of different Eid gifts. And it becomes so overwhelming that you don't even know where to start when you're choosing.
Mm. And subhanAllah, you know, I've just released my book, alhamdulillah, and this is what, like, inspired me to do this. It shocked me, because I understand if somebody purchases one or two or three, but people are purchasing like 10, 20, and as much as I'm happy that people are purchasing, but at the same time, I feel like, isn't that a lot of pressure? That's thousands and thousands of rand and gifting. Isn't that pressure on people?
I think from a business perspective, it's amazing, mm-hmm. because, you know, you do your best turnover. But yes, from yes. a home perspective, it does become a lot of pressure because people sit from, I think, the beginning of Ramadan, what are we going to give for Eid this year? And we did this last year. We can't do this year. So, oh my God, this one gives nice gifts. So what are we going to do? So I think the pressure on giving the perfect Eid gift just builds up every year.
And that's the, like, you know, this like sort of bittersweet and dual, you know, your duality of it is that you want to give gifts, but then it takes away so much of that ikhlas and the sincerity behind it, subhanAllah. So let's look now, right? Let's see. Eid is now, alhamdulillah, in another 10 days time. What are some of the Eid gifting trends that you have seen online?
So we opened social media and I've been overwhelmed, but there's been the most stunning gifts. I've seen a lot of edible baskets or boxes, so your Perspect boxes or your Tweed baskets with either chocolate arrangements or mitai, sweet meat arrangements. But I've also seen that people have been leaning away from sweet edibles and more into like scarves and, you know, books or something a bit more tangible that will last a little bit longer.
SubhanAllah, I think that's like, you know, something where it justifies it then, you know, when you know somebody's always going to, and also if it's not in that, you know, the wrapping, that's the one part of it that I can't understand is that if the wrapping is so, you know, niched down to just Eid, you can't use that again. You can't really, you know, take it and say, okay, I can use something else. And SubhanAllah, the boxes then have the Eid Mubarak stamp on it. So it becomes something that's not usable afterwards. So we need to think about that when we are buying things and we're purchasing or giving gifts. So, Sister Shakira, over the years, we have seen, you know, festive periods becomes a cash cow, so to say, you know, for retailers. Now, in your opinion, do you think that prices are being pushed up specifically during Eid so that it keeps them afloat for the rest of the year? Or is it just that things are becoming expensive?
I think the first part to look at is that the cost of living has gone up with fuel prices increasing so high. I think the cost of goods in general has gone up. But I do feel that people in this niche are inflating prices by a slight margin. And you could give them the benefit of the doubt because most of these niche, you know, suppliers and they are home industries where the busiest time is Eid. So you can give them the benefit of the doubt by saying, you know, people don't really look at they're fasting and hungry and going on social media. It's so easy to just impulse and everything looks good. So people don't really look at pricing when it comes to Eid. Everyone wants the best of everything. So I think that they do inflate slightly, but I think it's enough for them to be able to go a few months. It will help them in the quiet months.
SubhanAllah, I remember, you know, growing up, my mom, she had a home business, a home industry. So Eid was our busiest time. You know, we just had biscuits up to the walls and we would just all of us be helping out. And SubhanAllah, so you really want to, you know, assist small businesses because you know the benefit it creates for them, SubhanAllah. And Allah give them barakah, make it easy for them in this time, SubhanAllah. But also at the same time is just, you know, understanding that we have to be, you know, do this with a lot of hikmah and wisdom, because when we inflate prices, it also takes away the barakah that's supposed to be part and parcel of things. And I've seen people keep their prices simple, keep their prices at a good rate, not too low, not too high, and Allah just allows you that they have much more barakah. So now, Sister Shakira, I know this is your expertise, and that's what I really want to pick your brain about is when it comes to this Eid gifting, you know, you do want to splurge and you want to give family and extended family. So you're looking at about nothing under about 50 to 60 people that you have to give gifts for, right? On an average family. So how do you now, how can a budget assist them in such a situation? And even you know, where do you even start planning for an Eid budget? Because I'm looking at gifting, you don't get anything good under 150 to 200 Rand, right? So you have to budget that for 50, 60 people. That's quite a lot, right?
Absolutely, and it does add up because at the last minute, my mom will come and be like, oh, we need to add one more person or add this person. My dad will come and say, oh my God, I forgot about this person. So your numbers just add up, and it's so difficult to get that in on 1 month's salary because you have your normal Eid expenses on top of your Eid gifting. So I would say my personal viewpoint, and this is what I tell my mom, is that Eid happens once a year. We know that every year we're going to give Eid gifts. So we use it in a yearly budget. So every month, you can put aside a certain amount of money towards your Eid gifting. So when the time comes to get your Eid gift in, it does not take any financial strain on you.
That's actually very intelligent. And then also, subhanAllah, like now, what happens if, you know, you are in a situation where your family members are giving you Eid gifts that are so expensive and you can't afford that? So what advice do you have for people who are, obviously, it's going to happen that people are giving you better quality or maybe more expensive gifts and you feel this pressure now. So what happens to your budget then?
Society will always put pressure on you, whether it's to give a better gift or to get married or to have one child or two child. I think you have to manage what you can afford because you cannot live out of your budget. And if you can budget for 200 rand per gift, that's what it is. And my dad always tells me that it's not what you give, it's the heart you give it with. And I think that is something that we should take away from that because today I can afford to give you maybe a 200 rand gift and you're giving me a 300 rand gift. And if I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses, I'm living out of my budget. And in today's day and age, with the economic situation that we're in, we're living in a country where we are the highest unemployed rate. I don't think it's feasible for us to try and live up to the Joneses anymore. I think it's more important now more than ever to stay within our budget and cut our clocks accordingly.
And subhanAllah, you know, also like what I've noticed is that you get like, for example, you know, tasbih gifts and you get musalla gifts. And after a while, it starts getting very repetitive, you know. And I think I've been given these little crystal tasbihs every single time I get one as a gift. And I just look for somebody else and just gift it off. Not because of anything, but because what am I going to do with 20 or 30 tasbihs, you know, that's personalized for myself? It's so difficult. What are you going to do with those things?
You start your own collection at home.
I can start my own business. But subhanAllah, it's a practicality. The real part of it is that are we thinking beyond the need, you know, the hype, isn't it? We have to think about what benefit is this giving to the person beyond that.
Absolutely. I mean, I just had this discussion with my mom when we were looking for Eid gifts and she was all for giving out edibles and I said, absolutely not, because who eats when the day of Eid comes, you're so full already because you've been fasting the whole month that you don't need to enjoy the edibles that people are gifting you and there's so much. So rather look for something that the person will benefit long term, and when they look at it, maybe a month or two down the line, hopefully they'll remember you and make a dua for you.
That's so true. And you know, Sister Shakira, I must tell you, I am like a crazy, crazy person about toys. I love toys. I love buying toys. I love gifting toys. And my sisters, they laugh at me. Don't they? They always say like, no, we don't want toys for our children. You know, but the thing is, this year my sisters told me and they said, if you are buying, buy them clothes. They need clothes. It's winter coming up. Buy clothes. Do not buy toys. But in my mind, you know, I want to buy them the toys that their parents obviously would think that, oh, that's too expensive, or it's Islamic gifting that comes from, you know, out of the country. So it's something like a little bit more sentimental to them. But looking at it from their parents' point of view, there is a very big practicality of children outgrowing their clothes. They're constantly needing them. They need these, you know, shoes and all the time. So do you think that as a Muslim woman, we're practical when it comes to gifting?
I absolutely think so. I think, you know, Islam teaches us to be practical in all aspects of our lives. And I think we might not follow that, but I think when you do follow that and keep practical in everything and moderation in everything, you live a much more peaceful life and a lot more simpler.
That's so true. That's so true. But are you one of those people who love to gift as well?
Absolutely. I look for any excuse. It's one of my love languages. I love to give gifts. I don't receive gifts very well, but I love to give gifts and gifting everyone. So I know even now with the subscription box that I've started, everyone's got a little extra of something in there. And it's just because I love to give gifts.
That's the thing. It brings me joy to give, but when it's like you said, that moment of accepting, I find it so awkward, and I hate getting, you know, receiving gifts. But you know, that's the beauty of Islam. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said to us, he says, give gifts, because these gifts, you know, it takes away the wahra sadr. You know, when people have those little difficulties, those little pain, those little, you know, something that's in somebody's heart, that it takes it away. You know, and it also, when you give somebody something, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always looked for something to give in return. You know, immediately he would, you know, look and he would offer it. And also, you know, one of the nice things is always to make shukr and to thank people. But we ourselves have to do the gifting without this expectation that I'm giving, I need something back, or I've given her this and look what they've given us, something so simple back, subhanAllah. So there is so many elements to it. But I just want to ask you now, when it comes to our listeners, you know, our listeners out there, alhamdulillah, everybody's preparing, everybody's looking forward to it. What tips and tricks do you have for e-gifting on a budget?
My first tip is to make a list. Make a list of all the people that you need to give a gift to and round it up so that you have a little bit of room for the last minute additions to your gifting list. The second is, look at how much can you afford to spend per gift. So, for example, this month I can afford to spend 150 rand. And then make sure that you've started from the beginning of the year or from, well, after Ramadan for next year's Eid gifting. So if you know that by next year Ramadan I've managed to save up 3,000 rand for 10 gifts, then you know your budget of how much you can spend. And then always look in your budget.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. Sister Shakira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a beautiful Eid in the last 10 days, inshallah, with your family. And before you leave us, I wanted to ask you, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, somebody has given you a gift and you felt that you didn't have the right gift to give back?
Absolutely. I've been given, like, absolutely stunning gifts from home industries and small startup businesses. And, you know, all they sometimes expect in return is, you know, just a good review or something. But now starting my own business up, I've realized that it takes a lot more than that to just give back a review. So now going forward, I think you just make a little bit more effort. And I think you just make dua on behalf of that person, and that covers it up.
SubhanAllah, because that is the thing. Sometimes you're in this awkward situation where you feel like, oh man, I need to do something better. You know, they're always looking out for me and they're always looking. But subhanAllah, you know, once you start doing that, understanding that the gift of dua is the best thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you can give that to them, and it's something so much more valuable, inshallah. So Tashakira, Jazakallah khair. It's always a pleasure to chat to you. I hope we have you back soon again, inshallah. Please keep us in your du'as in this beautiful last days of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your ibadah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen. Jazakallahu alima for having me on your show. Please remember us in your special du'as as well.
Always, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Allah barakallahu feekum. Listeners, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we have been speaking about a beautiful topic that I think, and I hope, inshallah, impacts change in our lives. And this is just not to fall into that financial trap of Eid gifting, and to fall into that trap of, you know, deciding to go above our budget, subhanAllah. If Allah has given you the means and you can afford to, then yes, subhanAllah, give. And even if you don't have the means and you want to give a gift, never look at the gift that you are giving and think, this is something too small. Don't ever look down at what you are able to do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept any gift. It didn't matter from who it was, because the maqsad, at the end of the day, the intention is not about splurging and showing off. It's not about people looking at your gifting and thinking, oh, your gifting is so much better than mine. My gifting is so much better than yours. It's about focusing on the one important thing. And what is that? The important aspect of saying that giving gifts, is creates love, subhanAllah. So we have attached it to Eid, but there is no special attachment to Eid. We are saying we want to give it to Eid on Eid day because we are all together, families are together. But in reality, we're supposed to be giving gifts all the time, subhanAllah, with the intention of creating love and muhabbah, subhanAllah. And one important aspect we have to, you know, understand is that when you are given a gift, and I think a lot of us struggle with this. Sometimes if it's a gift that, you know, we may have 10 of it, or we may have it, or we have so many bigger gifts and so many better gifts, we struggle to make shukr bihaqqih, you know. That means according to the the reality of how you're supposed to be making that shukr, you're that gratitude. Somebody gives you something, take the time to say jazakumullahu khaira. You know, it's easy to slip into saying thank you or shukran, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us, you know, he says, the person who says jazakumullahu khair faqad ablagha fi thana, you have said the most complete praise. So say jazakumullahu khaira to the person. And also, subhanAllah, that is the hadith in Tirmizi says that you have praised them fully and completely, right? And then, subhanAllah, at the same time, make sure that when you are giving gifts, give it with a free heart. And subhanAllah, you know, there are people in your family that you might not like, and then you choose the gifts that are, you know, lesser quality for them, and you give gifts that are better quality to the ones that you love. So try not to do this in front of people. Like, don't give the gifts where it can cause that harm, where somebody is looking at what you gave. And it happens, right? You love your sisters, and you love your sisters so much, and maybe you don't have that close relationship with your sister-in-laws. So you give your sisters a bigger gift, you give your sister-in-laws a smaller gift. And subhanAllah, just in the fact that, you know, in that moment of opening the gifts, it creates so much of hate. It can create so much of hard feelings. So, beloved listeners, take all of this into consideration, subhanAllah. When we are giving gifts on the day of our Eid day, maybe give it in an inconspicuous way so it doesn't create harm. Maybe when you're giving your gift, subhanAllah, you know, let people open it at home. Don't let them open it there, subhanAllah. Also, at the same time, when you're giving your gifts, keep your intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shouldn't be about marketing. It shouldn't be about, you know, I'm giving gifts because it's Eid, I have to. And yes, we love to do it. I love giving gifts. It's a beautiful sunnah. But the sunnah comes with such guidelines. And the guideline is not to make people feel bad, not to make people feel, you know, pressured to do things that they shouldn't be doing, and not to make people feel that they have to, you know, subhanAllah, fork out money when they are unable to do so. So always bear this in mind when you are dealing with people, when you're giving gifts. Even if you can maybe afford to give it a very expensive gift, give a gift that makes people comfortable to receive it as well, subhanAllah, right? And then also, when sometimes your facial expression is so important, because you can receive a gift and what happens is that you are, you know, you sort of like, you can see in the person's face, oh, this is such a small gift. I didn't really want this. Why did you give me this? Why didn't you give me something better? And subhanAllah, this is the thing that we have to, you know, we have to remove from our hearts, that it doesn't matter whether it's small, whether it's big. It doesn't matter whether the gift is something you might have wanted or didn't want. You make the person feel so good because they've taken the time to send you something so beautiful. And that is the great sunnah and the great etiquette of gifting, subhanAllah. Beloved sisters, you know, we want to support and we want to build other Muslim sisters up. We want to build other businesses up. But we have to remember that Islam is a religion of simplicity. If you have, you know, Eid stickers from last year, use them. Don't, you know, go out of your way to buy new ones. If you have, subhanAllah, dishes and things at home that you can use those ones, subhanAllah. Don't make it such that you are going out of your way specifically to follow trends and to follow marketing, so that you are getting caught up in the cycle that I have to make it beautiful and I have to do it like this and I have to purchase it like this and my e-table has to have a landscape and it has to be done. In the deen of Islam, it's about feeding. The more people we can feed, the more, subhanAllah, ta'amu ta'am, the more simplicity, and the more, so we do it with an open heart. And sometimes when we do it with all of these strings attached, then we think, oh, I can't invite more people because then they won't have enough gifts, I won't have enough of this, subhanAllah. But the reality is that we have to say, Ya Allah, how can I open my heart to give it without feeling bad? And you remember something, when you are giving gifts, subhanAllah, afterwards, if somebody doesn't accept that gift for the way you spend it, subhanAllah, what happens is your heart feels that pain. And you then follow up that sadaqah with man and other. You know, you start speaking about it. You start speaking and say, oh, look, I bought them this and this, and look what they bought for me. And subhanAllah, this takes away from the beauty of the gifting. Beloved listeners, you've been listening to Hayatun Tayyibah with myself, Malima Shakira Hanta. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for joining us in this hour. May He bless you, inshallah, with a beautiful Friday of accepted du'as. And please, I beg you, keep us all in your du'as at Radio Islam International. Our staff members are working so hard, alhamdulillah. Please keep them in your du'as. Our listeners as well, inshallah. We all make du'a for each other. And remember that the most beautiful gift you can give somebody is a gift that you make from behind, from when they are not in front of you, subhanAllah. My name is Malima Shakira Hunter. Jazakumullah khair for joining me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.